your coffee and brace yourself. Join your host, Max Pringle, on the Iowa Crossroad Podcast, where partisan positions meet theological clarity. Side effects of listening may include offense, frustration, and the sudden urge to defend a party platform with Bible verses it doesn't actually support. Iowa is at a crossroad, and the road to the cross is the one we must take. The fun begins in 3, 2, 1.
In the United States, we're experiencing political division that has not been experienced in many years, at least in my lifetime, that's for sure. One thing we can all agree on is that we are at a tipping point. We're at a point of choosing in which way we should go. Abortion rights have just been given to the states. Some like it, some don't. Gay marriage has been federally recognized and has been taken away from the states. The Epstein files have just been released. Many people are on that want to hide from it. Political violence is at a fevered pitch that has not been experienced at least since the later part of the 1960s with the assassinations of both Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy. Illegal immigration has strained our abilities to provide safety for our citizens. Every state's a border state. We're on the cusp of war with Venezuela to topple Nicolas Maduro. I could go on and on about other huge impending topics that are impacting our nation. However, I'm not going to do that. This podcast is going to narrow the focus a little bit. I want to narrow your focus to the things that impact us in our backyards in the state of Iowa. Now, in Iowa, Governor Reynolds in December of 2025 hosted the Qatar Investment Authority. Now, if you're asking why she is seeking foreign investment into Iowa, especially investment from a country who practices Sharia law, stick around, listen to the podcast. I think you'll be interested in it. Another topic that is impacting Iowa, Sioux Center Public Library, just north of Sioux City. They're allowing children to have access to perverted, sexually explicit books that even adults have no business reading. If this bothers you, stick around, you're in the right place. Iowa Democrat platform explicitly talks about being for transing our children. The Iowa Democrats want to strip the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that, if they're successful in doing so, will force Christians to adhere to agendas that they do not align with or that align with Christianity. Democrats in Iowa want full, unrestricted access to abortion rights under the pretense of reproductive freedom, which is a smokescreen for murder babies. All of these things are explicitly in their party platform. We aren't talking about California or New York Democrats. We're talking about Iowa Democrats, the people that are asking for your vote next year as governor. Political ideologies are always downstream from someone's faith, or lack thereof. Of course, we understand this. The crossroad we are at here in Iowa will determine which Iowa we will give to our children. The question is, which road we'll take? This podcast seeks to equip you with solid biblical theological positions. I will evaluate party platforms in light of God's word. This isn't about partisan cheerleading. This also is not about a church sermon, but it is not neutral. We're going to be Iowa-focused, local issues, state issues, the state leaders that are going to be running for office here in 2026. Look, we're going to be talking about Iowa. If you're not from Iowa, stick around. Give this podcast to someone who you know is from Iowa. But at the end of the day, the issues that are in Iowa could be impacting your state too. So this is just a matter that we're going to be going through real-time issues that the state of Iowa is facing. And if you've faced those and you've got solutions in your state, let me know. Now, we're going to also talk about Christianity as a framework, not as a hobby, not as a way to Bible bash people into submission, but as a framework, a worldview that informs the way we look at policies. Public policies impact everybody's lives, and therefore they should be on a moral framework. I contend that that moral framework should be the scriptures. So we're going to be talking about policies, platforms, and leaders, candidates, through biblical principles. I'm not speaking for a church. I'm not claiming moral perfection, but I am claiming that scripture matters in public life. So stay tuned. We'll be talking about many issues, political issues that impact our daily lives here in Iowa. Some of these topics are parental rights, education rights, Religious Freedom Restoration Act. What is that? and why is it important that it stays around. We're going to talk about self-defense, abortion, LGBTQ, religion in schools, whether or not we should have chaplains, all of those things we're going to be talking about in this podcast. I started the Iowa Crossroad podcast, and my goal is to equip you with biblical principles that will inform your vote so that you can vote with confidence. Politicians on both sides are spouting off Bible verses as they campaign for governor. Stick around here to see if your candidate is theologically correct. Or they could be just using the Bible as a way to get your vote. And you should know that too. Iowa is at a crossroad. The option is towards the cross of Christ or away from God and away from the cross of Christ, where truth is nothing but subjective man's opinion. If understanding political ideologies from a theological framework is something that interests you, please listen to our weekly episode drops. After you listen to it, share this with somebody else that you think will benefit from it. Above all, stay true to God's word. Go vote. Go do your civic duty. Thank you for listening.